now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
As people approach retirement and look at the size of their nest egg, it's perhaps tempting to try to find that one great investment idea that will make all the difference. We've all heard about hot stock tips, or maybe we should be investing in Bitcoin or cannabis or the latest high-tech craze. As indicated by writer Peter Finch, investment advisors often see this phenomenon, including among successful people who got to where they are by taking risks. That past success may induce people to take greater risks in their portfolio. But of course, investment success is hardly guaranteed. Some researchers refer to the years immediately prior to and after retirement as the fragile decade. These are the years during which people are striving to more rapidly build their nest egg and also to adjust to life in retirement. Many advisors encourage conservative investing during the fragile decade, but find that clients often push back in search of larger returns. Many people facing retirement may believe that they are more comfortable taking on portfolio risk than they really are. As suggested by Finch, when the market swoons, they panic. Planners often use online tools like Riskalyze and Tolerisk to help determine the amount of risk with which clients are actually comfortable. While a portfolio comprised of 100% stocks is associated with a higher expected return than one offering a mix of stocks and bonds, the chances of running out of money altogether are also greater when one is invested purely in riskier asset classes. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.